Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being available to hear my show. I think it's a value. I hope it's a value if we present truth and facts, not media lies and falsehoods. We don't endorse the big lie. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you an indication of my three-pronged emphasis on this show, and then give you some little bit of a background on the show. First of all, the show has an emphasis, and I have an emphasis on great books and literature. I value books. I am very concerned with people reading the right books, whether it's Built in Paradise Lost or G.K. Chesterton or G.S. Eliot or C.S. Lewis. I'm very concerned with books and literature, and this is one of the emphases of this show. Second thing is I have a theological emphasis. I have an MDiv in Princeton Theological Seminary in Biblical Languages and Theology. I have a great concern and love for Christ and his church, and this show is concerned with Christianity and the Christian religion. And let me say this, I value all religions, whatever they may be, because I know Jesus died for them and loves for them. Therefore, to me, a Islamic person or a Hindu or a Buddhist is of equal value, because Jesus' love for them is very, very great. And as St. Paul said in the letter to Timothy, he said, Jesus wills that all men, and women. He said all, and he meant it, be saved. He doesn't want to exclude anybody. I don't want to exclude anybody. I want to dialogue with our Muslim brothers and sisters and come to know them. And I want the world to know that Jesus loves them immeasurably and greatly, as he loves all men and women in the world and died for them. Your luck can't have greater love than suffering death on behalf of a person you don't even know or maybe are indifferent to, or don't know about. That love is immeasurable. It can't be grasped sufficiently to understand it. So, also, I have a political emphasis on this show. I'm conservative, but I follow Christ and his dictates and concern for the poor and poverty. He said he chose his followers, the poor and the tradesmen, the fisherman and the tax collector, and many of his followers were so-called sinners. What they meant was people who were underclass people. Now I'm going to talk about my background so you can understand where I'm coming from in this show. First of all, the show is about two of the most fascinating and important parables in the Bible. I wrote a book on the parables, on my interpretation of the 41 parables in the Gospels. I think it's of value. The parables are very important because they represent the mind and thinking of God and Christ. And to understand the parables is a great challenge. The challenge is great because we are asked to understand and grasp the thoughts and mind of God, the Son of God, and God himself in Christ. It's a great challenge to read this. I say read them, reread them, read them 100 times, and you will still not grasp their full import of the parables. The parables I'm going to talk about tonight are the parable of the Good Samaritan and the parable of the story of the centurion servant. And I will tell you why a little later I'm speaking about these parables, why I think they're important. I'm not going to get into them right now. In about 10 minutes, I will be talking about them. In the meantime, I'll talk about my background. This is a politically incorrect show. We don't go in for political correctness. We don't go in for the big lie. We don't go in for political rhetoric. We don't even go in for media lies and media falsehoods. We don't do that on this show. We're interested in intellectual honesty, honest discernment, and getting at the truth and facts. How we do it is through reading great books and reading Holy Scripture. Those are two methods of getting at the facts and truth. And that's what this show is about. Second thing is it has a Christian emphasis, as I said. This emphasis is very great. Christianity, to me, is the true faith, and I adhere to Holy Scripture, the truth of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, and I adhere to the creeds of the Church, Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed, and if I read books, I'll read great books such as Bonhoeffer, Calvin, Luther, Augustine, St. Paul, Thomas Aquinas. These are the people I choose to read, and St. Augustine. These are the people I choose to read, and John Milton. John Milton is one of the greats. He wrote this great epic poem, Paradise Lost. I can never stop reading it because he honed in on the truth that the fall of man occurred in Genesis, that the story is true, and he hit the mark. That's why that book is so great. It is, as is St. Augustine, as is the Epistles of Paul. You cannot stop or cease reading the Epistles of Paul because of their depth and profundity. Whether you can't stop reading the Psalms in the Bible, I don't think so. I don't think so. Because of their depth and their greatness as lyric poetry and as spiritual voodoo. I will be continuing this tomorrow. Thank you.